It's this one high in the air to left field. Going back is Zach McPhee. Onto the warning track at the wall. He leaps, and it is over the wall. A home run for Steve McQuail. He rounds second and goes to third. After the long foul ball a few pitches ago, he keeps this one fair. McPhee leaps for it. He's not able to make the grab. And the Long Island Ducks take a 1-0 lead in the top of the fifth inning on the solo shot from number 40, Steve McQuail. Hughes hits this one out into left field. Could be deep enough to score Vega. Zach McPhee makes the grab. There goes Vega. The throw coming in from McPhee, and it will not be in time. Anthony Vega slides in head first and flops onto home plate. And the Long Island Ducks have taken a 2-0 lead in the top of the fifth inning. It's a sacrifice fly and an RBI, his fourth of the year for Carlos Hughes. A battle between Joel Guzman and Emilio Diaz. One more strike and the Ducks are winners. Diaz has the sign from Blank. Checks on Chavez quickly. Blank, the catcher, sets up on the outside part of the plate. The pitch is lofted out into shallow center field. Delta Cleary Jr. charging in. Dan Lyons, the shortstop, reaches out and makes the over-the-shoulder grab to win the game for the Long Island Ducks. Oh, the Camden River Sharks could have won the ball game if that ball fell. Dan Lyons saves the day. The Long Island Ducks are victorious over the Camden River Sharks. What a finish to this contest. A gem stays intact for Bobby Blevins. He gets the win, one out away from his first complete game of 2015. The Long Island Ducks hold on. 3-2 is the final. Dan Lyons proving once again why he is one of the most reliable shortstops in all the Atlantic League. Makes the incredible football-style catch running into shallow center field to complete this win for the Long Island Ducks on Wednesday night.